Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come
come before the Lord with thanksgiving. Let's get ready to come before him with praise. Let's get ready to hear the word of God. For the word of God is a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our pathway. And the word of God says, for that word that we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, even as we pray on this day, we pray, God, your blessing upon the radio audience. We pray, God, that there shall be an increase. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the people of God will decrease. God, that you can increase in them. God, we pray now that souls will be saved, lives will be changed. We pray, God, that we will not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind through the Spirit. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We thank God this morning for the word of God. The word of God brings clarity. It brings illumination. It changed our lives. It set us free. It caused us to no longer to be in bondage, but it will cause us to be liberated through the word of God. This morning, we're getting ready to bring you the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save our soul. We're coming from the book of Jonah, and we're going to begin at that first chapter. The first verse reads, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah arose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down unto it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship unto the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down unto the sea, the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. We thank God this morning for the word of God. We see the prophet, the man of God, the God that is that created Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that created this whole world, the God that created us, have called the man of God, Jonah, to go and to this great city, which was Nineveh. And the word of God tells us that he told Jonah to cry against it. Because why? Because their wickedness had came up before Christ. So the word of God tells us that Jonah rose up and he fled instead of going to cry against the city, to speak against the city because of their wickedness, because of their disobedience, because of their spirit of apostasy, because of the way their lifestyle. God was having mercy upon Nineveh, even just to send the prophet, the man of God, to go down and to warn them. The word of God let us know that warning comes before destruction. So here we see that God was giving Nineveh a chance, repent. So the word of God was to be sent through the prophet Jonah. But Jonah, the word of God, when God sent the word unto him, instead of him going to Nineveh, instead of him being obedient to God, he decided that he was going to go unto Joppa and he was going to aboard this ship. He was going to pay his fare, get on the ship, and that he was going another way, not to Tarshish, but he was going to go, and he was going to go from the presence of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, let's wake up this morning. Let's wake up like Jonah. Jonah has a decision to make. He had the decision whether he's going to be obedient to God or whether or not he was going to run, and that, and whether or not he was going to do the will of the Father. But when we began to read the word of God, we see Jonah decided he's going to go another way. Are you hearing me this morning? Because many people have decided that they're going to go another way, and they're not going to go God's way. Don't you know that the word of God said, he said that I am the way. He said I am the truth. He said I am the light. And he said that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Jonah, the man of God, he decided I'm not going to go, and I'm not going to warn these people. I'm not going to speak against them because of the fact that he just didn't want to go, because of the practice of these people, because what kind of people they were. He decided that they needed to be judged. They needed to be destroyed. So therefore, he wasn't going to go. So therefore, he decided that I'm going to go another direction. I'm going to pay my fare, and I'm going to go to Joppa, and I'm going to not even think about what God has told me to do. Is that somebody in our audience today? Is there somebody that I'm speaking to today that God has given you a commission, that God has told you to go, and you decided, no, I'm not going, but I'm going to go into another direction. I'm going to go in that direction of where I can eat and be merry, that I can go to my friends and I can go to my associates, and that I can go into the comfort of this world and just rest. And that's what some people's mentality is. That is what Jonah's mentality was. He had the money. So therefore, he said, I'm going to take the money that I have, and I'm going to take a trip. I'm not going that way. I'm not going to Nineveh. I'm not going to warn them. So therefore, he paid his fare, and he got upon this ship, and he thought he was going from the presence of the Lord. He thought he was running from the presence of the Lord. You cannot run from the presence of the Lord. You can't get out of the presence of the Lord. But he decided that that's what he was going to do. But the Lord always have a way that is unknown to us when we try to escape the presence of him. The word of God tells us in that fourth verse of Jonah, the first chapter, it says, but the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. There was a problem. God sent out, it was a storm at the sea, and it was a great wind, the word of God tells us. And it was the tempest of the sea. It wasn't at peace, but it was rolling. And the men that were on there, they were afraid. And they cried every man. The mariners were afraid and cried every man until his God and cast the ware and cast the things that they had, their belongings, the cast it unto the sea, because they was trying to lighten the ship, because they knew that they were in trouble. But the word tell us that Jonah had gone down unto the side of the ship, and Jonah had laid there, and know what he was? He went fast asleep. I mean, he didn't have a care in this world. He had forgotten about or tried to forget about what God had already spoken to him. Don't you know that when God speaks to you, that you going to obey God or you going to disobey God? But there is a penalty for disobeying God. It's a penalty for not being in the will of the Father. There's a penalty for running from the presence of the Lord. Jonah thought that I paid my fare. I'm going to go down. I'm going to lay on the side of a comfortable place on this ship, and I'm going to go asleep. I'm going to go fast asleep. And so he did. But yet, unknowing to him, that the people, the other men that was on the ship, the other people that was on the ship, he was putting their life into jeopardy. How many people's lives have we put in jeopardy because we did not speak the truth? Why? Why is it that we are running from the presence of the Lord? Why is it not that we won't speak truth? The word of God say we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Jonah knew the truth. He knew God's word. He was a disobedient prophet of God because he didn't want to do what God had called him to do. How many people out there today that say they are Christian, they say that they love God, they say that they've been born again, they say that God has changed their life, they say that I'm a new creature and old things pass away and all things become new, but yet they're running from the presence of the Lord. They're not willing to fully commit. They're not willing to fully give their lives to Christ. So we see Jonah. I want you to just imagine Jonah. But imagine Jonah paying his fare. Imagine him getting happy because he got on the ship and found a place to lay his head, to lay his body, and then he decided that I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to get me some peace. I'm going to forget about everything else. And that's how the world is today. You know, people, they think they have it all together. So it doesn't matter about that person that's on the north side. It doesn't matter about that person on the east side. It doesn't matter even about that person on the west or the south side. Why? Because I'm at comfort. Why? I've paid my fare. I got money. I've got this and I got that. I'm saved, and I'm not going to worry about anybody else. I believe that that was a Jonah mentality. I'm speaking to you plainly this morning as to what the word of God is saying to us this morning and how that applies to you and how it applies to me. There are people out there this morning. There are people out there today, the evening and the midnight and early in the morning that need salvation, that need to be saved. But yet in our heart, we have rose up in our heart against God, against the will of God, because we say, I'm saved, I got mine, and let them get theirs. Have you ever had a teacher that when you was coming up in school and the teacher said, you know, if they found some people, children maybe in the class that was kind of acting up or seemed like they weren't getting it or whatever, and the instructor, the teacher may say, you know, I've got mine. I got my master's degree. I have my doctorate degree. If you don't get yours, it's just up to you that you don't have yours. But, hey, God was concerned about those people in Nineveh. Why? Because they were wicked. Why? Because they had not turn to God. Why? Because they were doing sinful things, and they were living a sinful life. I mean, things that you would not even think of that they were doing, but they did it. But yet God wanted to save them. God didn't say that, I just want to wipe them off and not giving them a chance to repent, but he wanted to give them a chance to repent. He wanted to give them a chance to have to make the sound decision whether they're going to turn away from their wicked way. But we see Jonah. We see the man of God, how Jonah decided that, no, I'm not going to go. I'm going to go, and I'm going to get me some rest, and I'm going to take this trip. And all will be well. You know, in his mind, I'm speaking as a paraphrasing this to you this morning to let you know how you think, how the world think, how they don't think about that there are people that need to come into the presence of the Most High God. By the way, if I would use as a topic today, I would use don't run from God, but to God. Jesus is waiting on you. So when we look at Jonah, when we look at the man of God, the shipmaster came to him in that sixth verse and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise. In other words, get up. Call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. The shipmaster knew that they were in trouble. The shipmaster knew that there was a chance that they would die on that ship. So he had the right conception. He had the right attitude for everybody to get up and pray. Nobody's sleeping today. Nobody gonna sleep right now. Get up. You paid your fare, but you won't get up. And we want everybody to pray. We want everybody to pray. He's telling Jonah because he found Jonah asleep and told him to get up and call upon God, that God would think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. You know, they cast lots in those days. And when they cast lots, they were able to find out where the problem was and what was causing the problem. That's what they did when they were trying to make a decision. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thy occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? Listen, they didn't even care when Jonah paid the fare who he was. They just asked him all of these questions, because if had they asked them all of these questions, they would have known, they would have had the information that they needed. But now they are very interested about who Jonah was, because Jonah was the one that had brought the evil upon them. So they want to know, what is your occupation? And where you come from? And what is your country? And what are your people? And Jonah said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord, because he told them. You know, it's very dangerous to flee from the presence of the Lord. Because when we flee, not only are you putting yourself in jeopardy, but you're putting others in jeopardy as well. This is what happened. Jonah thought he was getting away. He thought, I'm going to take this trip, which he thought maybe was going to be peaceful. But it wasn't. The wind began to blow. The sea was in a rage. And yet, he had put other people's lives in jeopardy. So, therefore, the Word of God tells us that in that 11th verse, because he was fleeing earlier and still fleeing from the presence of the Lord. We have to ask ourselves, are we fleeing from the presence of the Lord? Are we trying to get away from God? Are we trying to stop hearing from God or don't want to hear from God? Are we being disobedient to him? Jonah was all of those things because he tried to flee from the presence of God. He tried to get away from God. And by doing so, he put other people's lives in jeopardy. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm? They were searching for answers. Of course, they were going to be searching for answers. Their life was on the line. They could die at any time. So they want to know, what can we do that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was rough and was the tempest. And he said unto them, this is what he told the people, the men that was on the shipmaster. He said unto them, he said, take me up and cast me forth unto the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. But I know that for my sake, this great tempest is upon you. He was coming clean. He knew that it was his fault. He knew that the storm had come because of him. He knew that those people was having problems because of him. Many blessings has been, people lost, was not blessed when they could have been blessed because of the fact of disobedience, because they was going in another direction, because they was not being obedient to the Most High God. So here, he is telling them to take me up and to cast me into the sea. And if you take me up and cast me into the sea, and then the sea is going to be calm. And in that 13th verse of that first chapter of Jonah, it says, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it into the land. But they could not, for the sea rocked and was temperate against them. They didn't want to throw the man over. They didn't want to throw Jonah over. They tried hard to continue not to have to throw him over as he requested, he asked them to do, so the sea would be calm. And it didn't help. It didn't change anything until later when we read it at 20, it began at that 14th verse. Therefore, they cried unto the Lord and said, this is the men, because they didn't want to do it. They said, therefore, they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. They didn't want Jonah's blood to be upon them. For thou, O Lord, has done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth unto the sea, and the sea ceased from her rage. It was no longer a storm. It was no longer a raging of the water, of the sea, because of the fight that they threw the problem, they threw Jonah overboard as he requested. They didn't want to do it, but they had to, because it was going to cost other people's lives to be in jeopardy, and so they were. So they took him, they cast him to the sea. The sea became calm. It wasn't no longer raging as it was before. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly. They too knew that there was a, if they have ever doubted in their heart that there was a God, if they ever doubted the presence of God, come on, they knew that that day what happened. They seen what happened when they was in a place, a condition, a time when they could have all perished. But after being obedient, after letting Jonah be thrown overboard, man overboard, they were able to see the sea no longer raging. And the people began to exceedingly, they feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. But you know what? God is so such a merciful God, like he is to all of us. He is so merciful unto us that the Lord God had prepared a great fish that swallowed up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. He was there. Because, you know, when we're running from God, God put us in imposition and places and difficult places sometimes and things, places that we don't want to be because we're running from God. We don't want to obey God. But he was in that belly of a fish for 3 days and three nights. And where was he going? But nowhere. But you know what? It gave him the time to think. And sometimes we think, God, why am I in this place? God, why I'm in the place of I'm not contented, I'm not peaceful, things are not going right. And sometimes, like Jonah, God put him into that fish which he had prepared for him to be in for 3 days and three nights. And as I said before, he wasn't going any place, gave him a time to think and to seek the face of God. You know, sometimes we can be running so until we're not seeking the face of God. So while he was in the belly of the fish, he began to intercede. He began to pray before God. I'm getting ready to close. He began to pray, and God heard his prayer. He began to repent, and God heard his prayer. And God had that fish to vomit him out of his mouth. Jonah was not consumed or anything it was, but he was inside of there. You can imagine what the fish, what he had already, they had already guffed and already swallowed. He was in a, who want to be into a belly of a fish? But after him coming to himself, sometimes it takes us to come to ourselves to know that we got to be in agreement with God's word. And after he came to himself, after he prayed, after he petitioned God, he decided, I'm going to go. I'm going to be obedient. I know you told me to go to Nineveh. I know you told me to cry against this wicked city, which I didn't want to do, but I'm going now. I'm going to hear you now. I'm going to be obedient to you. And so he did. He went to Nineveh as God had instructed him to go unto Nineveh. And he cried against Nineveh, let them know that God was going to destroy Nineveh. And the people, they heard, and they believe what the man of God was saying. And their leader began to petition the people to fast, to pray. And if they did that, they who knows whether God would change his mind and not do what he decided, what he said that he was going to do unto Nineveh. And the Lord heard them. God sees the hearts of the people. They believe God, the word of God says. They believe God and proclaim the fast, put on a sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne. He laid his robe from him, took off the royal robe that he had on, whatever robe a king would have on. And you can only think of them having something that's royal, special. And he took all of that off, and he put on sackcloth, and he sat in ashes. He meant business. And he called for and proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd not flock, taste anything. In other words, don't nobody eat anything, nor drink anything. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. And he wasn't even talking about the human being. I mean, they knew that something was dreadful about to happen to them. So they said, the king said, let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. You got to be busy. You got to. Our life is at stake. Let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hand. Come on. He knew what life that they were living. He knew what they were doing. He knew what the people were doing. So they prayed, and they seek the face of God. And the king said, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their work, and they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he said that he was going to do unto them. And he did it not. Don't tell me that God will not forgive sin. Don't tell me that God will not keep destruction from coming to different places if we pray. Remember, I'm closing. The word of God said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, he said that he will hear from heaven. He said that he will forgive the sin and heal the land. Our land, ladies and gentlemen, need to be healed. Sin need to be repented of. Rebellion need to be repented of. Deception, apostasy need to be repented of. So today, as we close, the word of God says, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart that God is raised from the dead, the word of God says that I shall be saved. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, are you a backslider? I ask you today to give your life to Christ. Just ask God to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and save you. You don't have to use a whole lot of fancy words, but all you need to do is believe, and to be obedient unto God. Believe that he was risen from the dead. Believe the word of God. Believe that he died and that he was risen. Believe that he has, after you ask him, believe that he will come into your heart and that he has saved you because he loved you. For the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's me, that's you, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor and founder of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. We invite you to join us on next week. On Monday, we have Jehovah Jireh International Institution. It's an online live broadcast. We invited the public to tune in at 7 o'clock at that particular time as we learn how to be representative of Christ, and that how we can grow and how we cannot have the attitude that Jonah had. But even Jonah had to repent. And as if Jonah had to repent, we have to repent as well for not being a bit negligent at the doing the will of the Father. And then join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. at this very same time. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in and in your going out is our prayer.